Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
And at APX Mobile. Are you lost? I'm never not lost. Sorry. I figure I should stick with analog. Something I'm less likely to screw up. Never know. Yeah, if it can get messed up, I'll find a way. We believe in you, KCHCN. If you're homesick, I can click a button and you won't be homesick anymore. Yeah, I can't get anybody to answer me on my own link system anyway. Well. What do you have, a 3-1? I think so. Whatever this is, I'm on the, I just looked it up as the voter in Pinconning. I mean, I just left Pinconning.
Somebody on Statewide 1, but, oh, can I not bring up my own page? Let's see. Yeah, you're coming into Guilford. Guilford Pairs, but I wasn't watching the voter.
Yep. Never really had any of the motor stuff programmed in my radio, so I thought, ah, what the heck, we'll give it a shot. See what I can mess up.
Well, yeah, okay, so you're tripping the main, Guilford 1 and 2, and Pinconning, and voted you in, you're getting voted into Pinconning, so.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I've just got a 6550 with the rubber duck. I can throw it on the outdoor antenna.
It's going to be fine.
I'm sorry, I lied. I'm just coming into Pinconning. The 181.
Yeah, you passed the receiver. It was over just before the exit on your on the west side of the highway there. I got you on EPRS.
I'd like to maybe do something similar like with the 1-9 in Petoskey. Do a couple voted receives or something. I think that works really well.
Get your checkbook out. What we tell everybody else.
It's just money, right? Stuff grows on trees.
That's what some people think around here. Yeah. If we could ever get our flex hold, we'd have some gas. I'll figure about $400 per receive site, plus we gotta do the main, so. Kind of what you need, by the time you get to 300, you got 269 for the RTCM and $70 for the GPS. So you gotta put one at the main and then at all your receive sites.
Honestly, not that bad, but probably not worth it for us up there because, that guy's got a deer in the back of his truck. It just doesn't get that much use. There's, what, maybe three or four hams in Emmett County that might use it. We had, a good chunk of people that were using it all the time that would make sense, but...
Well, yeah, when I was coming home from Grand Rapids yesterday, I cut the back way to Fenton, and I was going to the office, and I think every cornfield I saw three or four trucks pulled in, into the turnoffs, because everybody was out hunting yesterday.
Oh, yeah, all the way down, that's what it's been like. Every field we go by, somebody's out in it. That was the first one I had seen in the back of a truck, though.
I was in the curves on Beer, just past Bancroft Road, and, passing hunters that were parked. There was a Bambi sitting right there along the side of the road as I was coming around the curve. I'm like, what are you guys looking for? There's one right here at the side of the road.
Well, once November 15th hits, they just head for the road. I don't want to be in the woods anymore. I had a 6-point walk in front of me the other day. Pulled off the side of the road to do some paperwork, and this guy just trotting out, stands in the middle of the road, just stares at me. I'm like, stay early, and I don't have a rifle on me, so I guess he gets a whiff.
I'm like, what the hell? Don't you realize what everybody's out looking for you right now? And you're too far just standing along the side of the road and eating grass? I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, it's too funny. Well, we'll see how chaotic Bronner's will be. Should have probably brought a bit of whiskey or something with me. Just to calm my nerves.
I'm surprised you're even going. We went, it wasn't too bad Friday night when we drove by, but Saturday when we went through two Friday nights ago I dropped stuff, or was it Sunday? Sunday, I think. No, Saturday. Sunday I went back up there, because Saturday Jeff was up with you guys. Or up on you guys, and then he had parts for me, so I picked him up Sunday when he was at the farm. So I went, we drove through town, frankly, there Sunday. And that place was a madhouse on Sunday. So, yeah. No, thank you.
Yep, I'm prepared for the chaos.
He should have been coming down here like on a Tuesday or something, but...
And then I've got to get work. Work doesn't like that, so here we are.
Well, alright. Those frequencies over. And that worked. Yay! Alright, fix that. Now I'm working on... What should I work on next? I don't want to see that too loud. Jeff will find something for me to work on.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't go looking for too much traffic. That list is mighty long.
I do want to look at how the network is. I haven't seen any alarms, but I want to check the smoke pings and all that to see how we've been running. I think it's been a week. Or no, has it been a week that I've ran? Almost a week. Monday night I did it. or was it Tuesday night? I'm going to look at the smoke pings and see how the northern stuff's running off of the little Anson link. I've got the LTE, and all the LTEs have been off now since, I want to say, the election. Or a week ago, or whatever it was. Crap, I can't remember. Oh, damn it. Ho, Tom must be listening. Are you listening, Ho? I do need to reprogram your one LTE radio, because those ones are, the other two I picked up from you are upstairs, and I do need to do those, but I'm thinking I also want to do the work on the website, since we got some frequencies, so I should do that too.
Yeah, I've not noticed any issues all week. Everything's been rock solid, so... I would say no.
Well, good. Alright. Makes me feel a little better.
Sure, it's nice to have all that stuff linked up now. Gotta start looking at branching out from there, but... That's something I don't know. It's just nice to have it done. I figured it was going to take quite a bit longer than that, honestly.
Well, I took a load of stuff to the west, so we're trying to get the rest of the stuff done so that I can do the final report for the $1,000. And we'll go for another one. But... gotta finish the first one. But, no, I think it'll... Hopefully we'll get that one camera up in Mackinac. That would be nice, but... Oh, well, the network's in place first, then the repeaters are moving over it. And look, we even added MI5 coverage up there.
Yeah, it's cranking. I'm working the camera angle. I sat in the Emma County Hazard Mitigation Planning meeting last week, that was riveting. Watching paint dry seems like a spectator sport when you sit in one of those. But one of their propositions was they wanted to talk about building some fire towers for spotting, wildfires and whatnot. And some people were like, well, that's kind of dumb, And I said, well, hey, we're proposing to put up some of these really nice PTZ cameras on some of the tower sites, and that might kind of fill some of those holes when you're trying to look for things. So, and they like that idea.
So out in California, there's a project that, one of the universities did, they actually did... There's a project out west a couple of universities have done out in California, and then they've set up, instead of using PTZs, they've got north, south, east, west, basically. So you get the 360 with four cameras, and they have those set up on towers, up on ridges and things. That's how they do their spotting with some of that stuff and detection and such with those. Instead of PTZs, they use that. That way you always have the 360 going at once. I can't remember the name of it. I can look it up because Cal Fire took that data and integrated it into ATAC. And so on the Cal Fire ATAC, you can take that stuff and pull up any of those cameras right inside the integration on ATAC.
Really? That's interesting. Well, that makes sense to, have them all point each way and give yourself a nice 360-degree view. Because I know all those cameras are on a tower. So I'm working that. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be able to put it up on Night City in the spring when we're ready to start climbing things again. I'll have that worked out by then for sure.
I mean, are they having issues where they're worried about wildfires in the more rural parts of Edmonton or what?
Maybe. Not something we really deal with, but they brought it up as a concern. I'm saying especially one down at Crossroads, you know, that's probably the densest wooded areas around that tower, so at least if it sees smoke for 5-10 miles, that should be more than enough for what they want.
I think if we did north, south, east, west, up the towers of, you know, levering stuff, all the towers going up, you could see, and then have it put it on a single page, so that's why I was thinking of fixed cameras, because A, they're cheaper, and B, you can have multiple tiles up on a screen, so you could have someone looking at one screen and see all 360 from like 4 or 5 towers or something. Can you check out at Grand Haven and bring out... No! No! 6 watts max.
Okay, I didn't realize they were cheaper. Well, not that we need to add to the list, but I guess add it to the list.
I'll add it to the list, because I got some ideas. I think I know what they want to try, and I'll pull up the California project and see if I can talk with them about what they've run into, because that's what they ended up. They did 4 fixed cameras, north, south, east, west, and they've been having really good luck with that.
All right, sounds good. You have to stop me once you find what you're talking about there, because... I'll send it to the DM, and I guarantee they'll love it. So, sweet, let's fly over some grandpons for it or something. Ooh, listen to that, 2-tone over 800. That's something I'm used to.
No, exactly. And because we got the backbone in place now to support it, you know, this is why you have the backbone in place, and then you can add special projects on top of it. So, all right. Why is this thing not booting? Someone's asking me to turn the DMR repeater up from 6 watts up a little higher. I gotta go turn on my RDAC computer then. He's like, we're into it from Coopersville, but we can't hear it anymore on a handheld. And I'm like, oh, well, it's only set to 6 watts. I'm like, I wasn't sure what, you know. I said we start low. We don't need to do 110 watts out of the gate, damn it.
Oh, come on. Cracker to 11, rip your knob off.
Okay, ho. See, if it was analog, I'd say sure. But on DMR, I'm a little more cautious. Or not cautious, but you got a handshake. So if you can't, what's the point of hearing it if you can't get into it? It's just going to screw up your roaming and, you know, we got roaming and those types of things. Because if the radio sees a signal too strong, it won't, and it can't get in, it'll just sit there. So, it's a fine, it's not just like analog anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know. For sure. What is it? Is it a SLR or is it an 8400 or what you got running it?
Well, it's a 3000, so 3000 I got it set to 6 watts. I set it to 6 watts because it was on the bench. And I meant to turn it up to like 40 watts, but I was in a hurry, so it didn't get done.
Gotcha. You guys have issues with the 9400? I think that's what they are. There's 2 mobiles in a box. Keep hearing about finals and whatnot going out of them, so I didn't know. and I wanted to run them at full beam.
No, we run them at 25 watts usually. We've had PAs fail, but we usually, and then you get to flip it once, but that's about it. But you turn the, you set on the 8400s, you turn the fans on constant, and then 25 watts, and call it good.
Is that what the one that's stuck running is 25?
It should be, unless someone went in there and changed it.
Oh, it works good. I turned on roaming last night, just with the, ended up this there on the dash at home, and it was bouncing between the two, actually.
Children, don't spend your whole paychecks in Frankenmuth. Don't forget your chicken dinner. WS.
Yeah. You're car. We're just here for the experience. Go across, still walking. Catch you later.
With you, Fred, WNFSM, keeping us up here.
No.
Am I going to have to probably change the IP in my 8400 that I use my pickup to?
I don't remember. I mean, that was running what? We changed APs back in the spring, so have you done it since then?
Probably not. But my I sent you a message on my AP, too, that's plugged in here to the house. I'm sure that hasn't been plugged in.
Probably not.
Well, hi, Adam. He was asked over here.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLR, do you copy? Ricky, this is Jason. KF8CLR, we'll be going higher.
KF8CPP, monitoring. KF8CPP. KF8CPP. KF8CPP, did somebody try to come through? You're probably too far away from the repeater. Yeah, you're not coming through. I think you're too far from the repeater. Sorry.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Charlie, Lima, Lima. KF8CPP, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 48 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees.
Says K8DYS, K8DYS.
K8DYS, I think it was. W8YRC, how you doing?
W8YRC, K8DYS. I just got done grilling some steaks. I'm letting them rest for a minute. I decided to turn on the radio and call out. I'm over in Harrison. How am I coming in?
Hey, real good. Yeah, not bad at all from Harrison. I'm in Lapeer, so the link is working. I used to go up to Harrison every day from, where did I pick up at? A truck driver. I think it was down in Albert Hills or someplace like that. Used to go up there and deliver some foam for that one plant up there. So, and the old good, there's a Bud Lake, I know that too, so. Oh, by the way, yeah, my aunt and uncle used to live up there. I don't know, I can't remember what road it was, but back in the boonies there somewhere.
Oh, nice, yeah, Bud Lake, it's about 6 miles from here. And I'm just east of there, 6 miles east, out by a couple little private lakes, and yeah, we're out in the boonies a little bit. Well, I don't know how long ago you're talking about. I'm not very old, so it could, things change, but the only foam place I know of is in Farwell at, they make seating for vehicles. Is that what you're talking about, or somewhere else?
Yeah, there's one there in Farwell, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was, I don't remember how to get there. It's been a while since I've been there. I used to go up there every day. What the heck was that? Oh, maybe it was Farwell. I remember going down the road in my great aunt. He had a stone house right by the school there. Yeah, it was Farwell. I got down there and turned right across the tracks, and that place was right there.
Yeah, that's it. It's still there. We still haul out of there, too. Every day. It's Lear now. It used to be Renasol. I don't know what it was back then, but yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I don't go there. So, but there's a couple guys that do dedicated routes down to Detroit and Columbia City. And I do go there occasionally from the Traverse City place. I deliver a couple pallets from there. There's a truckload, and then there's a couple on the tail that they want delivered there. You know, and sometimes they send them all the way down to Taylor, Michigan, and then have to ship them back up to Farwell because somebody doesn't set it up. You know, weird stuff, but. All right, well, you got Ryan here. I'm going to jump out. I got to eat some steaks. I just wanted to holler out. But we'll leave it on. So hopefully we can talk to you again. And you're in Lapeer, so that's a pretty good trip. So, all right, thanks for coming back to me. You got Ryan here again, and I'll write your call sign down. I think it's W8ARC. Come back with it, and I'll write it down.
Yeah, Ryan, this is Mike, W8YRC, here in Lapeer, about 3 miles north of Lapeer. So there's three, eat those steaks, and I'll talk to you later. 73W8YRC.
All right, Mike, W8YRC, K8DYS. I will be clear. Thank you.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 47 degrees.
Much appreciated.
KF8BLS, monitoring channel, wondering if anybody has any information on the MI5DMR and whether it has a parrot channel or group built into it or not. Any information would be helpful. Thank you very much. Standing by, KF8BLS.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.